Shalom, everybody. One of the many topics that are discussed in Parshas Ki Tetzeh are the many halachos of both marriage and divorce. The halachos of marriage are learned from a pasuk in our parsha, in Perek Chaf Dalet, pasuk Aleph. The Torah tells us, Ki yikach ish isha. And those are the words that the Gemara learns in the very beginning of Maseches Kiddushin that teach us the halachos of marriage. The Gemara there on Daf Beis Amud Aleph connects our pasuk to a pasuk in Parshas Chayei Sarah when Avraham Avinu buys a burial plot in Eretz Yisrael for his wife. In Parshas Chayei Sarah and Perek Chaf Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel, we hear that Avraham gave money to Ephron, and Avraham says, Nosati kesef hasadeh, kach mimeni, take from me. I've given money for the field, take from me, so that I can bury my dead. And the Gemara says that just like Avraham gave money for the field, we too get married by the man giving the woman something of value. Today we use a ring. And this connection between Avraham and marriage is known by the Gemara as, with the expression of, kicha, kicha, misdei Ephron. And that's regarding marriage. And many of the halachos of getting divorced also come from our parsha. In that very same pasuk in our parsha, in Perek Chaf Dalet, pasuk Aleph, the Torah uses the expression sefer krisus, which literally means a book of separation or division, a document, a shtar of cutting off. And that's the document that a husband must give his wife for them to be halachically divorced. Chazal call the Sefer Krisus, Chazal call it a get. And it's said in the name of the Vilna Gaon of Eliyahu of Vilna, who died in 1797, that the reason why Chazal call Sefer Krisus, why they call it a get, is because they are the only two letters, Gimel and test, the only two letters in all of Tanakh that never appear together in any word. They are letters that are not supposed to be together. In any case, again, we learn many of the halachos of marriage and divorce from our parsha. And in Tanakh and in Chazal, there are many parallels between marriage and divorce and Bnei Yisrael's relationship to Hashem and to Eretz Yisrael. Marriage and divorce are often used as expressions and examples of our relationship with Hashem and to Eretz Yisrael. For example, just mentioned, many of the halachos of marriage are learned from our connection to Eretz Yisrael. The way that Avraham purchased the very first plot of land in all of Israel is the very way we get married today. And there's many examples. And the same is true on the flip side. When Hashem wants to describe our relationship with Him, when our relationship with Him is in crisis, God forbid, Hashem also uses the term Sefer Krisus. The term Sefer Krisus appears twice in our parsha regarding a document of divorce between a husband and a wife, but it also appears in Sefer Yeshayahu in Perek Nun Aleph and in Sefer Yirmiyahu in Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches. And in Yirmiyahu, Hashem describes how He gave Bnei Yisrael et Sefer Krituteha. He gave Bnei Yisrael a get, and they were unfortunately sent into Galus. And a similar context is found in Yeshayahu as well. Hashem gives us a get, so to speak, and that separation is expressed, Rachman Litzlan, by our being ejected from Eretz Yisrael. And so this connection between marriage and divorce and Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, those are a couple of examples, but it appears throughout Tanakh and throughout Chazal, and it's an incredibly powerful connection that teaches us important lessons. First of all, whether you are married or not, we all know that marriage takes work, takes energy, takes investment. It can never go on autopilot. And a successful marriage is one where one's spouse is, God forbid, never taken for granted. And the same is true for Bnei Yisrael's connection to Eretz Yisrael. It's easy to take the existence of Eretz Yisrael for granted. It's easy to take Hashem's kindness for granted. It's easy to take Hashem's patience with us for granted. But that cannot be and must not be. We appreciate our relationship with Hashem, and we never, God forbid, take Eretz Yisrael for granted. In addition, As just mentioned, what we know about marriage comes from Avraham and Ephron. And which verb is it that makes the transaction complete? Take. That's kicha, kicha, misnei Ephron. But if we look more closely at the pasuk, Avraham is not taking the field. The word take in that pasuk is in the context of giving. Nasati kesef asadeh kach mimeni. It's giving. I want you to take the money from me. That's how it happened with Avraham Avinu, and that's how a marriage is made, not by taking, but by giving. Each spouse giving to the other, and the same is true with our connection to Eretz Yisrael. Our connection does not come from what we take from the land, but what we give to the land, what we ourselves are prepared to give and sacrifice for Eretz Yisrael and for Bnei Yisrael. If all we thought about is what the land can give us, then our relationship with the land would, chas v'shalom, not last very long. And so we all daven that all of Bnei Yisrael, God willing, connect with Hashem and to his land. Have an amazing day.